Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before the show started, Rob and I had our little guest meeting where Rob tells me about guests that he's looking for, and we go back and forth on who we want, who's going to be on the show. You know, after Billy Gardell yesterday, we had such a wonderful
good time.
He was
so
such a good guy. And I call this, Rob needs to take a trip occasionally to Tough Camp. It's Tough Camp that I have to make sure that he is aware of, because Rob was telling me that he was speaking to the Max Weinberg people. And they said
that
to
sounds
you,
like the worst horror movie ever made.
The Max Weinberg people.
It's the
people.
Attack of the Max Weinberg people.
Well, it was. And, yes. And the thing about it is one of the reasons I think you will live longer than I, and that you will, even in your physical condition, that
thank
you're
you.
In, you will live longer than I, is because you don't. Nothing bothers you, really. Nothing. I think like laundry not being folded. That's one of the things that bothers
I've given
you,
up
right?
on
at,
that
at home.
You
so
you,
but
up
you
on
give
that.
It up on it. So it really doesn't bother you. So it does. But you came to me and you said Max Weinberg's people said he doesn't do podcasts. And then you immediately didn't miss a beat. And you said, but I wanted to tell them that we do a radio show. I said, hold on. Max Weinberg. If Max Weinberg doesn't do podcasts, then I don't do Max Weinberg, okay?
Well,
I don't
actually,
need
what you
to
said
talk
is-
to the monosyllabic, you know, sidekick on the Conan O'Brien show who lived his whole life on Bruce Springsteen's teat.
I like.
I don't
you
need
said,
somebody
said,
to say that.
I don't do drummers then.
Like, yeah.
That's or, I mean, how about this? F you, Max Weinberg.
I F you, Max Weinberg.
Yeah.
And I that's where I was kind of trying to tell you that, you know, come on.
All right.
That's you didn't even know. Because you're so pliable that you were insulted, horrifically insulted.
Yeah, he kicked
by
you in the nuts, and then in turn kicked us in the nuts.
Who, yeah. Now, who was this? Some publicist you were talking
yeah,
to?
It's
some
Mark.
Agent?
It's Mark.
Mark. Does Mark represent other people?
No, I think Mark is strictly a Weinberg guy.
Well, he can lick it.
All right,
and
yeah.
So can Weinberg.
I'll pass
you
know, along.
Tell him on Twitter. They. Yeah. Stop.
But the
what are you doing? I'm
sorry.
I'm on meds.
But I was sitting there and as you told me that, I suddenly went, well, hold on, what? You don't do that. First of all, that is the going to be, as I think everybody knows, slowly but surely, that is taking over the world. That's the way people are getting their audio content.
Yeah.
And, well, I think it already is. I think it's already gotten there.
You do?
Yeah,
then,
I do.
Well, then why weren't you more insulted by that?
But I was able to counter with the fact, but we're much more than a podcast. We're also a radio show.
Why don't you start with the radio show and then go podcast?
I never mentioned the radio show. He said, are you a podcast? I said, we are a radio show and a podcast.
Ah.
So that's how it went
down.
He did
his research.
Yes. He went and checked out our website, so.
It doesn't say podcast, it's radio show.
You're right. So anyway,
I think what you should do is you need to take a giant pill when you're going to be talking to these people.
As a matter of fact, I got something like that in my email.
Yeah.
It was from Mexico, I think.
It works.
Now,
it does. How long? We the inner workings of you, which are fascinating to me. You know, you. When did you stop really caring
about
as
what?
Far as about 10 years ago, 15 years ago? When just about everything.
I think I really did re-examine some stuff after went through all the stuff with Robert. I think it really did sort of change my outlook.
So longer
14
than like,
years ago.
Well, 14 years ago.
It's been about 10 years.
He survived.
Yeah.
He did. Let's get over that.
You've always been able to compartmentalize. You don't take it as a personal affront when they
No,
when
you
they
have to compartmentalize if you want to go through something like that.
Okay. Oh, no, the Robert thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm talking about the show as far as the
I want to apologize.
are so horrible.
That was, what I said was so
What did you just say? What did you say?
No, I'll tell you what he said. He said he survived. Let's get past it. It was, you know, typical Oscar stuff.
I said, let's get over it.
I don't really pay attention to
now,
him.
It's not nice. It's not that is sweet. Horrible. And that is
And
evil.
I love that little guy. And yeah. he is, and look at, and by the way, look at that strapping young man who is
athletic,
you know,
handsome.
Does he know that he's going to, because I really do. I look at pictures of him and you have two really good looking kids.
Thank you.
They favor their mother. They got all of their mother's genetics.
They really did.
The thing is, but when you're living in this world, where
Which
you're
living,
not
living the now, living the now.
He's on. What kind of drugs is Oscar on today?
Wouldn't it be fun to just sort of bring our mics down slowly and let him do the show today?
No.
He's going to be a handful.
Red Bull, change a light bulb.
You know, when you told me about this conversation about Matt, I was insulted. And you were not. And that's where I envy you, because you let stuff roll off.
Another thing is when you chase
guests.
I'm like
Trump, where the slightest offense will throw. No, it really won't throw me into a tizzy.
And the thing is when you chase.
That's about a minute and a half. Absolutely at the far end. At tops, a minute and a half.
When you chase guests, you have to grow accustomed to them saying, F you, not interested, don't care, no way. Because that's what you get all the time. So right. I guess maybe that's a reason why it didn't strike me quite as strong as it struck you.
Well, what I would have said, this is the only thing I would have said, when I said he doesn't do podcasts, I would say, why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because that's such a dickish thing to say. And then when they counter, you would say, well, you realize this is not just a podcast. This is, and I'm not talking about the fact that we're on the radio as well.
Right.
I'm talking about the fact that this is a almost decade-long podcast with an amazing following that people, you know, die by every day, for God's sake.
I countered with all that. I just didn't counter with why. And I should have. But you know what?
Sometimes that's a wonderful question.
That's another arrow in my quiver now. I can use that now.
I see your daughter got married in Washington, D.C. a couple of years ago. We're a big show in D.C., and you know this would be perfect for her and her family if they lived in the D.C. area. Like, you could sell them on anything.
Sure.
What kind of background work do you do when you call these people?
What do you mean?
Like, do you try to engage with them?
I explain the heritage of the show. I talk about the number of downloads.
I'm talking about personal with them.
Oh, when I talk to them? Yes. Absolutely, I engage. Right now, we're at the email stage. I haven't spoken with them yet.
You got it.
So, did they communicate
that he doesn't do podcasts via email?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's when you send him a pic.
I think that's the second time
we've bleeped that exact word today.
There may be some editing required.
Just a few. I'm just saying, you
come back with a vengeance and you show them what's what.
Yes, I agree, Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Does it have to out of the correspondence you have with people initially?
Yeah.
How much of it is paper, and when I say paper, electronic, and how much of it is telephone?
Usually it is a phone call followed by an email immediately, because when you originally call, you don't get to the person, you get to the assistant to the person. And then they say, well, you can email. I say, well, I'd really like to speak. The best way is to email. And that's hard to get past.
Let me just say, Billy Gardell, and I was not the greatest Mike and Molly fan in the world, but now I'm a fan of Billy Gardell. And he was a delight to have on the show.
Ten.
And I love the inner workings of syndication and how he gets paid. And
could you believe that it was down 75%? That blew my mind.
Yeah, I sure can, unfortunately. Yes, I sure can. Because the rich get richer. But anyway, in the future, if somebody says they don't do podcasts, well, we don't do them.
Yeah. Okay.
That to me. Yeah. And really, Max Weinberg, what was he famous for? He was famous for being a drummer with Bruce Springsteen. And then he was famous for being a drummer on the Conan O'Brien show.
Yeah.
And then he was famous for not really having much to say.
Yeah.
That's what he was.
Quiet.
That's how he got his fame. So it would have been a crappy interview.
All right.
In my humble opinion.
All right. So we don't do Weinberg.
No, well, if he doesn't do podcasts, screw him. That's the way I look at it.
Max Weinberg.
You see, you're being insincere.
No, I'm not.
Really, no, you're mocking me now because don't really care.
No, I do care.
You don't.
No, I'm trying to see. I'm trying
you
to figure out the
it.
Best
how did,
way.
How did Max even come up on your list of like the wish list?
He's coming up through. He was doing a show at Wolf Trap.
Rob checks all the shows that are coming through town in our local area.
I like the notion of his show until he pissed me off.
He didn't. Let's move on. It's time for the mailbag.
Yes, it's not about
us. He will never feel it like I feel.
Somebody tweet.
Sucks.
Is it at Max Weinberg?
I'll look it up.
Please.
Thank you.
And okay, say, thank you. Let's, how, no, just no. Write, and write, don't listen to Muscle Relax.
Just write,
no,
how dare
we're
you.
Not gonna, we're doing, no.
Just write that Oscar's over. Heart rate is at 40.
Now I'd like to move on. Now I'd okay. like to move on. Sorry. Thank you very much. Can we open the mailbag? For God's sake, I feel like I'm wrangling kittens today.
Riley.
Oh, my God.
Meow.
How much medication are you on?
You.
It's all about you.
It's
yeah.
all about you. All the time. All these things that I do. It's all about you. It's all about you.
Anyway, let's open up the mailbag now. Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Any gifts for us today, Mr. Wonderful?
Indeed we do, Mike. We have presents for all.
Oh, that's exciting.
I have a question for you. If I read you an address, do you think you'll know what the place is?
Yeah, probably. If you're setting it up like that, you know me well enough, we're probably that'll be the case.
What about 4329 South Cleveland Avenue, Fort Myers?
4329 South Cleveland
Avenue in
Fort
Myers.
Well, that's 41. That's the main drag. I know Cleveland Avenue is the main drag, and I know there are some nasty businesses.
Oh, but there's one business on the 4300 block that you enjoy very much.
Okay. Oh. Let me try to guess. Give me one hint. Give me one little tiny teeny hint.
Tasty.
Is it Bennett's Fresh Roast?
No, it's Iguanaria.
Oh, Iguanaria. Mm.
And listener Kevin Winter has sent you a $50 gift card to Iguanaria.
Oh, my God. I'm so
happy the next
right
time
now.
You're up there in the 4300 block
my
of South Cleveland.
My life has turned so pathetic, 20, but I'm so delighted.
What is it, 25 margaritas right here?
That is.
Hey, we were there with my nephew last night, and they liked it, too. That's the second time they went.
So we will drop that in the mail for you today, and thank you, Kevin Winter, for
get
sending
it to me
that
as
along.
As you can,
of course.
As soon as
you'll
you
have
can.
It there that's for fantastic. A Monday, and also
Carla's going to be so excited.
That's, listener, I'm David so pathetic. Smaller. Yes, no, I think you're fine.
I'm very pathetic.
Look, and it's got the stationery.
This is a gift card.
I am thrilled. You know what? I think it's pathetic, but it's my life. I'm sorry. That's it. Here I am giving Rob a hard time for not getting mad at Max Weinberg's people, and I'm getting excited about a gift card to a Mexican restaurant.
It comes. Thank first you. Of all, it says gracias. And
gracias. That means thank you.
And the director of operations is Todd Harrison.
You know, buenos dias, Senor
Oscar,
Harrison.
I realize we've made our plans. We have made our plans for next year, but I will tell you something. Down the road, I could see shutting down that whole place.
Oh yeah,
and taking it over for an afternoon. That would be big time fun. I'd love to do that.
Other presents all around. Just quick from listener David Smolar. He says Oscar gets chocolate. Here is a 64%
chocolate
special chocolate for you. Pony gets nuts. Here are some bourbon praline pecans for Pony. And Rob gets mad. It's a special edition of Mad Magazine that has all of the Star Wars parodies in it that I will enjoy very much.
Isn't that lovely? Hi, David Smolar. Is this the David Smolar that was at the Jimmy's opening?
He also showed up here pushy.
Yeah, he's the one that showed up.
Yeah, but he's a good guy. I chatted with him a lot, and he's a very funny gentleman.
Yes.
I like that. He's very, very cool guy.
So that's what we have like for gifts, Mike.
When I can put a face with the name, I get to know people, and it's fun. Birthday. Like him, I like all our listeners. So many nice people came out to Jimmy's. Let's get right to the mailbag. Without further ado, hey, Rob, Mike, and Oscar, I only recently began listening to podcasts. Not like Max Weinberg.
So no.
And I just found you guys last month down here in North Carolina. The last 3 weeks have been so awesome listening to your podcast, Political Persuasions, Tony Perkins, and Cake and Cookies are great too. My weekends now suck because I have to wait until Monday for a new TMOS-filled week. Well, you get an extra show if you get the bonus pack.
Yeah, come on, get with it.
Hey. The February 8th episode of TMOS was awesome. When Arnold started quoting Tombstone, that made me laugh too. I feared I might wet my pants because I was laughing so hard. Even my husband was in tears. Thank you guys so much for making North Kakalaki a hell of a lot less boring. I promise I will stop sucking and make a bonus show purchase. There you go. As soon as I find a new job and have a chance to set aside some fun money.
Fun money!
Thank you again for making my afternoons the best part of my day. Yours, Lori G. in Durham, North Carolina. Yes, Oscar.
Just want to be clear. You don't suck, man. We've all been through tough times. But when you come back, shop through the MichaelMarishow.com Amazon tab. That's the only way we get credit.
Thank you. That's very important. We'd like to let you know that. Good morning, my comedy heroes. I am pushing up against far edge of douchebaggery as I observe my 39th birthday tomorrow. I am a Valentine's baby.
Wow. Isn't that sweet?
Sweet.
If I have one wish for my big day, it would be for Pony to quit smoking forever. Well, guess what? It's Tuesday of the next week, and now it's time for our first check-in with Pony Boy to find out what's happening. Anything, any movement?
A little bit of movement, yes.
That's good. Well, that's good news. What you want to enlighten us and give us an update?
Just give it a little while.
Oh, give it a slow while. Play, slow roll.
But does that mean like maybe we're cutting down a little bit? Maybe
I think I'm definitely cutting down a lot.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, that's okay. How about that? You know what? I'm not going to bother you anymore.
Just
I'm not
like gonna, his I'm gonna, sex life.
I'll check well, in one time before the end of the week, hopefully, and then that's fine. That's good enough for me. Yeah, Pony.
Just like Pony's sex life, it moved a little bit.
Well, that would be cold turkey.
The coldest.
Could I please request that Bo and Jeff Bridges, the Bridges whales, remind Pony Boy of the dangers of smoking? Thanks so much, Nicholas Lawrence. Do we have that volume control that's got the whales off the coast?
Yeah,
of
do we even need
California?
To spin for that, or do we just
no,
want
to
bring them
you
up?
Just, you have to basically turn the volume up. They're there constantly.
Okay,
this is a microphone that goes right into the ocean. Let's see what happens here.
Yeah, here we are. That's a marvelous time under the sea. Bo, whale,
hey, Bo. How you doing,
hey,
Bo?
Howdy, Rob. How you doing there?
Is Jeff around?
Jeff's over. I think he's doing what he loves to do best.
What's that?
Hunting krill.
He loves
hunting
the krill.
Trying to get some krill dodging the seaweed.
Well, I've got you, Bo. I wanted to ask you a question that we didn't address last time we had you.
Oh, you can ask me. You can ask me about any question you want. Any question at all, yeah.
How's your blowhole?
Oh, you want to take a peeky weeky down here in my blowhole? Take a look at that. Oh, look who's swimming up here. It's Jeff.
Jeff. Oh, here's Jeff.
You want to see my blowhole, too?
Hey, your blowhole.
Would you like to see my blowhole?
I can see on the video feed your blowhole has a goatee.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I tell you something, off the coast of Catalina, there's not enough krill. Not enough krill out here in the Pacific Ocean.
You must be starving.
Yes, sir. Oh, who wanted to hear me? Oh, Nicholas Lawrence. Oh, from Vermont. What a pretty state. No whales up there in Lake Champlain. Yes, sir.
To be specific, he wanted you to warn Pony about the dangers of smoking.
I don't bother with that. I'm gonna get old Bo to come over here and do that.
Oh, Bo is better smoking.
Tell Pony Boy, Matt Bloom, to quit those smoking cigarettes, will you please? Hold on.
Hey, Pony Boy. You don't want to die, do you, boy?
No, sir.
Yeah, you don't want
to
die.
And
so
just to be clear,
stay away from him. Yeah.
You're Bo Bridges, but you're a whale.
I'm a whale off the coast of the Pacific Ocean. Not the coast of the Pacific Ocean, the coast of California. Hi, yeah, Oscar. How are you? Bo Bridges here.
If one of the
Bo Bridges whale.
If one of the brothers was going to be the barnacle, which one would it be?
Oh, that'd be Jeff. No question about that.
Yeah. Yes, sirree. I'd be SpongeBob SquarePants, who lives in a pineapple under the sea. SpongeBob SquarePants. Where's my whale guitar?
Oh, no, he has a guitar.
Yeah, he's swimming off again to go get his guitar. Hey, look, there goes Ariel. There goes Ariel under the sea. And Sebastian. What a hoot that is.
Hey, you ever seen any mermaids down there?
Oh, sure. Well, that's who just went
by. I know, but I mean, like, other mermaids? Like, are there more than one?
No, there's just one.
From Disney Splash?
Castle.
Yeah, what about Daryl Hannah?
Oh, Daryl Hannah? No, that's an old mermaid.
She used to be quite a piece of ass, didn't she?
Yeah.
Listen, we gotta go. This bitch running out of gas just like a blown out whale, okay? Not a blown out whale, a whale. Pony, quit smoking. Bye.
Yes, sir. We're gonna kill the microphone to the ocean, but they can always be standing by. I hate, you know what I hate is when one of the whales dies, you have to blow him up on the shore
splash
with dynamite.
Killed the
bay. Horrible.
I know. I have lost my place in the mailbag.
Beginning of page two.
Nicholas Lawrence from Vermont. Thank you very much for that. Hey, guys, please pass along my emails. You know, sometimes I do feel like Oz in here.
I know.
Volume controls and microphones. How did Grease Man do it? Guys, please pass along my immense compliments to the programmers responsible for Playapod. How about that? That's good. You'll hear a PlayUpon commercial today on the show. I heard the ad for it yesterday, and I decided to give it a try. It's really amazing because I have been constantly annoyed with the Apple podcast app. It seemed like every update they released only made it harder to use. After navigating around PlayUpon for a mere 5 minutes, my mind was made up. I immediately unsubscribed to all my podcasts on the Apple app and resubscribed to all of them on PlayUpon. I think he's got something here.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. It's a great, great app.
He's
been obsessed.
PlayUpon is clean, nicely organized, and it's incredibly easy to find what you want. It's always a step ahead. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Todd Moore and TM Soft for finally giving us a podcast app that works. Let's get Todd on the show. I'd like him to come in and talk about PlayUpon. And all the best. Go ahead.
Sorry, and also ask him when our updates are coming.
Yes, we need him for the Mike O'Mara show.
Pin him down.
All the best, Drew Belinsky, Salt Lake City, Utah. That's wonderful. Next letter, I would like to thank you guys for all you do. I've had a really bad February, starting with the loss of one of my best friends, which was followed by the passing of my grandfather. Ugh. You guys have kept me smiling and laughing despite my pain and long hours spent with my friend in the hospital. He was 41. Oh, my God, I lost a friend at that age. It sucks. We shared a love for your show from way back. Two friends, as a matter of fact, that I had to, you know, say goodbye to that. Sad. Were in their 40s. There's nothing worse. My grandfather had Alzheimer's and fought that terrible disease for years. He was 86. Thank you to the fan club for the prayers and well wishes. Keep bringing the funny. Lee in Clearwater, Kansas. Lee, God bless you, and hang in there. That is extremely difficult to deal with. And this month, because I lost my dad, I had a laugh. I have to share this. I had a laugh. Speaking of Iguana Mia, we maybe were into margarita number two last night with my nephew. And
it was Monday, of course.
I brought up, I said, you know, your papa, I called him, that's his grandfather's name, my father's name. I said, you know, your papa was 25 years ago today. And and he said, you sure that wasn't 93? I said, no, I think it was 92. We lost him in 93. And we started laughing because I didn't know for sure. I said, well, I posted about it. He said, well, you know, it's got to be true if you post about it. And then we started laughing about, you know, whether it was 92 or 93 when he passed away. I said, well, I know he was 77. He said, well, that's good. And then I did one of these like that.
Were you ever able to determine?
No, you know what? You could look him up right now, William Joseph O'Mara, and you could probably tell me, Rob, you're a math guy.
Right.
You could probably tell me better than I could tell you. But the fact is that this paternity leave that my nephew was on from Boston with his lovely wife, Sarah, and their beautiful children, baby Charlotte.
The best thing that could have ever happened.
And, yeah. Oh, God. I reconnected with my nephew after decades. It was so cool. I had so much fun with them. They're such a wonderful family. And it was a thrill. It was a big, big thrill. And the fact when yesterday they said, yeah, we'll meet you out there one last time, I was so, so excited. They head back this weekend to Boston. He's back to the grind. And it's, yes.
We have here two listings. Was he born 1862?
No.
No, I'm
kidding.
Are
you serious?
It was a joke. He passed on February 3rd, 1993.
1993.
That's the obit we have.
Confirmed.
February 3rd, 1993, William Joseph O'Mara, retired director of marketing, communications, and services at Aetna Life and Casualty, died Tuesday.
So that would be 25 years,
he
right?
Was, yes, yeah. And he was 77 when he passed.
Would that be 25 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So February 3rd, 25 years ago.
Yep. Yeah. Because we just got there, right?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, think about it. You're drinking, you're talking, and then you're like, why are we fighting about 1 year? Just because you get another $2 margarita.
He got me on numbers, and you guys know what it's like when you get me on numbers. Yeah. I get all dumb, and it's just, and we started laughing.
25 years.
Tequila.
Yeah.
And Papa was smiling down at us.
Just tell him that he was born in 1862. That'll be true.
Looking at their little guys, you know, and he was my little guy. When he was born, I was thrilled, and I had a picture that I still have that has Never Say Die on it from him as a baby. And the fact that, you know, he's got his beautiful family now. Moving right along. Hey, guys, is it too late to put my name in for birthdays this week? Editor's note, it's not. That's from Rob. I turned 44 today, and I would love to hear a shout-out from the TMOS crew. I am a dog walker in beautiful Glover Park, your neighborhood, Oscar.
Yeah.
You guys keep me entertained on my daily outings with the dogs. Thank you so much. Just so you know, I'm willing to walk Santos if Oscar wants me to.
Oh, that's sweet.
I would also love to walk Linus if Rob didn't live like a million miles away.
That is very sweet.
That is Allison Krulwich. Krulwich? That sounds like really the combination of a crawler. And a sandwich.
Something you can get at Dunkin' Donuts.
Doesn't that sound
like
nice? Try new Dunkin' Cinnamon Crunch Krulwich.
And also her job sounds like our announcer. I'm Dog Walker.
Boy. Allison Krulwich.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a delicious Allison Krulwich.
Don't forget to wash your Krulwich down with some nice Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Yes, the new Cinnamon Spice Krulwich this October at Dunkin' Donuts.
Do we have Allison's contact info?
I do. I'm a Facebook friend with her, yeah.
I would like to, once I'm healthy, Mike, to actually go out and see how she walks. Because I've seen people walk these dogs.
Catherine did it for a while. Catherine's done it on and off up in New York.
Yeah, but up to 8 dogs at
one
time.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
8 dogs.
And the thing that Catherine noticed when she goes to the rich people's apartments that have these dog walking services is how little Catherine's statement to me was, I'm not sure why they own dogs in the first place.
Because
they just have them.
They don't care.
They don't interact with them. Finally, our letter here to all my TMOS lovelies. I have been listening to you guys since the late 1980s. Let me start again. You got me with my father's birthday.
That's right. He was born during the Civil War, baby.
The late 1990s, and even had the pleasure of meeting you all at Binga's Wingas in Portland, Maine a few years back. I am writing to tell you about my 3-year-old daughter, Roxy. She and I commute 2 hours every day and often use that time to catch up on TMOS episodes. Other times, it's the Moana soundtrack. Roxy is a sweet little girl who loves people, and she is very friendly. She calls every stranger she meets neighbor. This morning, as we were listening to yesterday's show, she said to me, Mama, these neighbors are funny. Yes, we are, Roxy. Hi, Roxy.
Aww,
Roxy.
That's nice.
Hi, Roxy. Yes, you certainly are some funny neighbors. Love you guys, Olivia Loneman and Roxy. Hi, Roxy. Everybody say hi to Roxy.
Hi, Roxy.
Hi, Roxy.
You neighbors. Rock. All right, turn the radio down now, please. All right, Bob, start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Put this stuff away.
Who's this?
I got it.
Look.
All right, showtime. What the hell's going on here? Who the hell are you?
Chief, this is...
Shut up, Rosewood.
My name is Johnny Wishbone. Johnny Wishbone, and I'm a psychic from the island of St. Croix. Yes, I'm a psychic from the island of St. Croix, and I read in the St. Croix Gazette that the Beverly Hills Police Department having some trouble figuring out crimes. So what I did was come to Beverly Hills to help the police out. They tell me they don't want my help. They don't need my help, so I'm gonna go on my merry way. I'm a psychic. I'm a psychic phenomenon. Watch this. I don't know who you are, but watch this. Your name is, Lutz, right? Chief Lutz, that's your name, see? The name pop inside my head like that. And your name is,
Biddle?
Biddle, yes, see? And you give 2 more seconds, I would say to myself, I don't need no help from no one because I'm Johnny Wishbone, psychic extraordinaire. If you need me, just think Johnny Wishbone and I come running. Lutz and Biddle, it's like kibbles and bits, but different. Excuse me, sorry to bother you. Your name is Johnson, right? Johnny Wishbone.
What the hell is going on here? What is this, a magic show? Get the hell, I'm going to have your badges if you don't go to traffic duty. You hear me? Get out of here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Fiverr Studios in the nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the now. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are brought to you by Sleep Number. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep. Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed but thought you couldn't afford one, but can you really afford another restless night's sleep? Here's some really great news. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on their Ultimate Limited Edition bed. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. Their newest beds are so smart, they actually sense your every move and automatically adjust so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Plus, there's an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? I think not, my friend.
My friend.
My Sleep Number setting is right now, I believe, an 80 or an 85. I've got to double check that.
Okay.
Carla's has been a 65 forever. She
Steady
loves that
Eddie,
adjustment.
Right?
Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress. They last twice as long, and 9 out of 10 owners recommend them. Come in during their Ultimate Sleep Number event and save 50% on an Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Plus, queen mattresses start at only $699.99. Sleep Number now has over 550 stores nationwide. Find the one nearest to you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And I love that product, and I am so proud to have them as an advertiser for this long. Woo! It's wonderful.
Yay.
They love me. I love them. Long time. All right. Are you ready? Here's our fact of the day, gentlemen.
I love facts.
What is the delicious vegan food that tastes great but sounds gross?
Crunch berries.
No, you're wrong.
Pond scum.
No, you are incorrect. It's called nutritional yeast.
Oh, God.
Saved my marriage.
Nutritional yeast.
Look that
now,
up.
Now, what is it? What's the delivery system?
It looks like...
Is it a pill?
It's in a jar or like a plastic container that you sprinkle out like probably a seasoning or
like salt?
Grated Parmesan cheese on something.
Somehow it's getting grosser.
It's kind of a thickening agent. You can put it on pastas. You can add it to different food items, but nutritional yeast is a very important additive to the vegan diet.
As a thickener, does it have a flavor? Because I'm thinking almost like a beer flavor.
Garnish. It has kind of a salty, cheesy flavor, maybe a little bit. I'm not describing it as well. It really helps food.
Last food you augmented with your nutritional yeast?
Pasta, whole grain pasta with peas and vegan mayonnaise.
Has it been a while since you've had a good pea, Mike?
I haven't had a good pea in a year. No, it was. It's quite delicious. It's quite.
Are you all
delicious.
Losing weight on this?
No.
Oh.
No.
Carla, we should be, but we're not, because it's like any other program.
Portions.
You're going to lose weight if you control what you eat, and we're not. We're enjoying our vegan lifestyle, so we're eating healthier. We're just eating too much of it.
Right.
That's the whole thing. I mean, I'm not.
Elvis went through the same thing where Elvis did the same thing where he read an article about someone who lost a lot of weight eating yogurt. And he would like eat a case of yogurts.
Case of yogurts.
I don't understand why I'm not losing weight.
And yogurt's very not that cool.
No. You can't do it like that. But if you put some yeast in it.
Oh, nutritional yeast?
Yes.
You know? Well, it's good yeast because it's nutritious.
Yeah. Well, I think you should put nutritional as a prefix on other. I'm eating nutritional chocolate.
But I have to say this. I don't know whether, you know, just coming off this little cold that I've had the last few days, I'm not sure whether, you know, this vegan lifestyle, you know,
feed a cold, starve a fever.
If it's so darn fantastic, how come I got a cold in the first place?
But you beat it in 3 days.
And by the way, how is the flu up there? Are you guys?
It's terrible. Everyone has it.
Everyone has the flu?
My neighbor on the corner that I used to take care of her dog when she was out of town. I can't even take care of her dog because she's so sick. Like, she's so sick that I feel like one of her sons comes by every day to make sure she's okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
We had some illness run through my house, but we've dodged the flu so far. It hasn't been the flu.
I almost put Rob up in the kitchen for a week because he wanted to go home and infect all of us.
But it turned out it was the rotavirus because it comes and goes very fast. The flu lasts for weeks.
My mistake coming to Jimmy's was this. I dressed inappropriately for the condition. Even 36 to 40 degrees.
Well, you don't have the clothes down there.
No, I was walking from the metro to get picked up by my mother-in-law when I came back from Jimmy's. And I was, when did I get picked up by my mother-in-law? I'm trying to think.
That would have been Saturday.
No.
Wouldn't it?
Shannon picked you up from the airport.
No, I came back the morning after.
Oh, Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, she picked me up. And I will tell you, that is the first time I ever, this is how I know, I never believed that you could get like the classic cold by getting a chill.
Yeah.
And I just realized though, yes, you do. And I think that's what happened to me. And I have never gotten a legitimate chill walking from the metro. And my heart goes out to those people that take public transportation.
All the time.
They're slaying the dragon all the time because you've got that little area. And if you're dressed appropriately, It's cake. It's no problem.
Right.
But I'm wearing like a inch thin little pullover nylon thing. I'm wearing my blouse.
Shorts and
I'm
a wearing Hawaiian my shirt.
He had a boardwalk sweatshirt on. And by that I mean at any boardwalk in America, whether it's Ocean City or Atlantic
City
or
wearing.
Fort Myers.
Yeah. That's like, what I wore the whole weekend.
The Miami Vice,
yeah.
Or Mice.
Yeah.
Right? And it's this thin. And
I was wearing a PGA Tour.
No, I remember it said FBI and under it it said female body inspector. And we had such
tell the truth. I was wearing a little pullover that said juicy on the back.
But and of course, I was wearing my Big Peckers t-shirt.
On the butt. On the butt.
Rob, you were worse. You wore a shirt.
Yeah.
You just wore a shirt and it was like cold rain and nasty out there.
Yeah, but I had an umbrella.
But I mean, no, do you not wear clothing when
you go
outside?
His body is his insulation.
That's right. And by the way, it was 0.7 seconds if you want to know how long it took for him
to turn.
Come
on down here with us.
Oh, yeah. No, he's human.
No, if it gets down low and I know that I'm going to be out in the elements, I have a coat. You know, I have my huge, magnificent overcoat that I wear when it's cold outside.
What, the gray one?
Yeah.
Uncle Bucko.
You still have that?
It's the greatest coat ever. Are you kidding? Because
it's
you know
the
why?
The biggest coat ever.
It is. It is. Actually, you can
is that
still
like
see?
A 6X?
No, I think it's a 4X, but I got it for like $25 on clearance. And it's great because a long
it's
coat.
It doesn't have any like holes in it or anything?
No,
like that?
No. It wears like iron, and it's a long coat, so it keeps your legs warm too. It was a lifesaver in New York City. Remember when we found out Oscar didn't have an overcoat and he was always freezing? We said you need to have something that's long,
which I agreed. But your overcoat looks like something from Uncle Buck.
Sure.
It's it is huge. The Uncle
I
Buck
take
coat.
It. I take it as a high praise.
No,
well, I'm reasonably sure. I'm reasonably sure that I dodged a bullet by not getting sicker than I am. And I was kind of curious up there because I've been looking at the forecasts up in D.C. and you go like from 36 to 60.
It's going
like
to be 60 on 70, Sunday. It's going to be 70 on Friday.
People are going to get so much sicker.
The D.C. area is one of the top three flu epidemic areas in the country. Like states or regions. DMV. Mm-hmm.
Are you taking any precautions for it right now?
All
in
we have
Washington,
is,
D.C.?
Is this
Purell?
Purell. You know what this does? Dick.
Yeah, I've washed my hands so much that they've cracked open. I wash my
Maddie,
hands 20
Maddie,
times
what
a
about
day.
The student population? What's happening with the youngsters?
I don't live on campus, so I'm not sure.
When did you move off campus?
Like, why is this a problem?
2 years ago.
Oh.
2 years ago, Oscar's
he's all hopped up on drugs and yeast and looking for trouble.
Did you move to the Kempton? Where'd you move?
I moved just down the street. It's like a 5-minute walk. Okay, from.
You're still taking classes. Do you? Yeah. Is there any evidence of the flu? Because I mean, on a college campus, it
oh, that's
just,
a petri dish.
Yeah, I haven't noticed, but maybe.
Do you think the reason that you have escaped the flu is the great hygiene of the AU student?
Perhaps
it must be.
It's you know what, when I think about how we lived back in the day, our dorm, the McDowell Terrace, in McDowell Hall on the campus of the American University, and if you'd taken a black light down to that men's room down there, it would have been, you would have seen things. I remember Saturday mornings where, some kids would be sleeping in the shower stall. It was amazing. It was scary.
It's
you know?
Railings, it's elevator buttons, it's
doorknobs,
it's any door to any establishment. If you can, pull your sleeve up and then open the door.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
So D.C. is one of the real ground spots. Zero areas for it right now?
Yeah, I watch Channel 5
everybody
every
goes
morning.
To work. No one ever says, I can't go in because I'm sick.
Yeah,
that's true. That's
I watch
true.
Channel 5, and then what they do is they will compare how it was a year ago today, and it's been up every day all month long.
And you can get it twice.
Yep. There's different strains.
You can get... Oh, I read the teacher that got... like two strains of the flu and died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is a happy segment. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to take a break.
Hey, it worked out good for
Michael
the kids,
Mara
though.
Yeah. When we come back,
part-time.
We're going to talk about artwork because I watched the unveiling of the Obama's portrait.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty interesting, and I'm already seeing you know, how would I best describe some of the commentary I see online? Day!
That's us.
Yeah, that's America. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear the Mike O'Meara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Can you believe it? Postage rates have gone up again. So let's stamps.com. Keep your postage rates down with discounts up to 40%. Discounts that you can't even get at the post office, people. Stamps.com saves you 3 cents on every letter you send. That's 2016 prices for 2018 stamps. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, package, any class of mail by using your own computer and printer. And then the mail carrier picks it up. And I love it when you call them a mail carrier.
I'm going to save 3 cents sending you that gift certificate to that restaurant.
Perfect.
And, yeah.
And I got the lovely books from the Moody's.
Oh, yesterday. Perfect. Ah, see, it's great.
Stamps.com makes it easy. They'll send you a digital scale to automatically calculate exact postage, and they even help you decide the best class of mail based on your needs. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do right from your desk with Stamps.com. We have used Stamps.com since the beginning of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter the code TMOS. Boom, bam, and we are done. Anybody getting into the Olympics at all? Anyone?
I watched the half pipe last night.
Last night, you guys have to work on Rob.
He's the sick one, so you got to pay attention. What he's doing.
I'm always gonna talk.
What's go? Yeah. He doesn't even know where he is right now. Yeah, so that's the thing.
He thinks he's in the half pipe.
Show of hands. Anybody see that? Literally, that's it. Let me, Oscar. Why don't you, Rob, and I will play you and Oscar right now.
I'll chime in.
Pony, I'll let you do the playlist. Just button it for a second, Oscar. And Pony, you ask the question. Anybody see the Olympics last night?
Hey guys, did anyone watch the Olympics last night? That's great.
My bad. give me a Red Bull.
I will tell you this. It is my opinion that I think I feel a little youthful when I'm enjoying the half pipe, because the fact is I love that sport. That sport is completely unknown to me. I never participated when I was a kid. I love it. I could watch it all the time. The athleticism of that half pipe is not only terrific, the kids are all like 17. It's so youthful. It's so exhilarating. I love watching that. The problem is NBC, look, I understand they got to pay the bill. They've got to pay them up. But to say it's a framework for commercials is an understatement. It is the most abysmal sports coverage with the commercial breaks that they just shoehorn in there all the time.
And they have an advantage because of the time difference. They can construct an edited version of the event around commercials. It's like a best of. They can do whatever they want.
I would say that I would pay for at least $4.99 a month for no commercials during the Olympic season.
The 2 years of the Olympic season.
No, I would say for like the 4 weeks that they're on, right? Or the three weeks. Mm-hmm. If you said, I'm going to upcharge you so I don't have to watch every Tirico moment that says, now we're going to go back. Show me everything.
I don't want to see that. And hey, Maddie, it's Chloe. What's her last name? Chloe Kim.
The
gold medalist in the women's
18,
half pipe.
Right?
Yeah.
17 or 18, Oscar. And was...
depending on the state.
You know, it's even if you don't know the sport well, what did he say?
He said, depending on the state.
Okay.
Yeah. Very attractive.
Behave yourself. Please.
I'm just going to be over here.
Will you just calm down, please? God, give him some sort of caffeine tablet.
Oh, that might make him die. give him some, Pony.
This young lady... Oh my God, guys! I don't want to. Please help me a little bit.
I mean the show.
Thank you very much. Where was I?
You're talking about Chloe Kim Rob, and run the half
show.
Pipe.
Run the show. I'll just.
I'm going to take the pill now, Mike, and then I'm going to go away. Watch me slowly fade.
Okay.
Speaking of slowly fade, like one would made up slowly fade into a bush. What about the artwork of the Obamas that was revealed?
I'm talking about the Olympics now.
You tease the artwork.
Yes, I know. I don't do things linearly. Sometimes I promote. I'm having a tough day right now. Help me out a little bit.
Yeah, you're messing it up.
Yeah. Yes, we'll get to the Obama portraits. I was in the middle of Chloe. What's her name? Kim.
Chloe Kim. The half pipe.
This young lady. You didn't watch it.
I watched the last part of it last night.
This young lady, let me tell you something, is so spectacularly talented. And when you think Shaun White and the half pipe, you think that's all we got. We now have two dominant athletes in this sport. And this kid, it's just stunning to me how you have these kids that can do the same run, but then one person is able to manufacture from some electric engine within their body 10 times more air than the other kids get. And I just think it's absolutely amazing the difference between Chloe Kim and the rest of the field. That's the only point I wanted to make. And she's only like 17, 18. She is going to be a megastar.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, Shaun White, the last thing I checked, he's 63 years old. He is. He's still doing
that. He's 31.
No. He just got his letter from AARP. He's ready to go.
He's 63. That's why he wears the ski mask over his goggles so you can't see his wrinkled old man face. That's why they don't.
You know why he almost stopped competing in the sport?
Because he hit his head.
No, he had like a facial fracture. From an accident.
Well, here's the thing. It looks so graceful and easy, and it really, for the common person, I know you might look at that and think, oh, look at the stoners that are just going down the skateboarding tube. The fact is, when they wipe out on that, I mean, it can be potentially devastating. That's what happened to Shaun White. I just love that sport. That to me is anything alpine. And I guess you don't count that. Do you count that as alpine? I suppose, right?
That's modern alpine, event, I think.
Right? Yeah. Modern alpine. But the fact is, downhill skiing, too. The best thing about the downhill, they're going to the men's downhill, which is a combined. They're going to have the slalom and then they have the downhill. And they start the coverage, right? And you see this guy, and the first shot is him out of the gate. And then the next camera shot is just you see smoke or dust.
Yeah.
Snow dust.
Thrown snow. Yeah.
And the guy like took 7 steps out of the gate and he's already wiped out.
In the fence.
I'm into it. I just wish they could manage the presentation.
Well, you know, it's big money is what it is. But I think what is so exciting and what you said is that we've got so many years more of Chloe Kim because she's just at the very beginning. It's going to be an exciting career to follow.
Now, you wanted to talk about the Obama pictures
I
promoted before, and I know I said that. Yesterday, they revealed the official portraits of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. And because they're not the traditional style portraits, Americans are having their trouble getting their head
around
some of these pictures, and they're having a little bit of a conniption fit, especially about the Michelle Obama one, because apparently the color scheme is not exactly like it should be in a traditional portrait, and Barack Obama is taking a picture like where he's in this shrub sitting on a bench, and I thought they were very unique, and I thought that's what art is about. It's about interpretation, and I thought I'm all for them. I thought they did a very, very nice job.
The overall sort of feeling I got from reading on social media is they want like a Gilbert Stuart portrait, like the way Thomas Jefferson looks on the $2 bill.
That's what people think a presidential portrait should be. Like they're on a banister.
Exactly.
With their elbow over and it's just like, here I am.
However, like this, and I was shocked when I saw them because it's not what I was expecting at all. But the more I looked at it, the more I liked it because I think it's representative of an...
Which one?
Both of them. I think it's representative of an untraditional presidency, which it was. It would started a lot of things in a different direction. First African-American president, different, a very youthful-oriented, social media-driven president. And when you
How much is he enjoying his life right now?
Oh, God, he loves it. He's just up there loves going, it.
Yep, gotta like the picture. I'll like the picture. Okay, I'll catch you on the flip side. See you later. I'm out of here.
Meanwhile, of his life.
World's imploding.
Yeah, the prime of his life.
And yeah, that man is doing. It seems like he's extremely happy. Right.
Yeah,
now.
I think really a does. Lot of people are happy when they leave the presidency. I get that impression. Can you even imagine? But yeah, I love the fact.
One guy might not be. anyway,
I think the likeness of him is fantastic, and it captures him. But I love that the background is different.
Yeah,
I think it's really really cool, and I like the interpretation of Michelle. I think that's really cool too. I like to see
Michelle,
it evolve like that.
It's so much dress and body, and I, you know, online I was looking at it, and I couldn't get a look at the
face.
So I really couldn't see how well he did with her features.
It almost looks like a youthful her, I think.
The Michelle Obama painting almost looked like a Vogue cover, which was kind of different than that. I guess that's what kind of took me aback, where I was like, okay. That's like a fashion magazine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The President Obama side was like, okay, it's different. I could see he's a man of the people, nature. I believe in that interpretation. The Michelle Obama one, which I still loved, almost seemed like it was like a cover of a fashion magazine.
But as you know, as cutting edge as they are, and as avant-garde as they are, nothing will ever compare to the Millard Fillmore picture, which of course was the first White House nude, which was really special. And I mean everything.
Yeah.
Okay. You see everything. Yeah.
I didn't know he was Jewish.
Let's see. Well, let's just say, you know, they didn't have Norelco trimmers in those days.
Millard.
We'll take a break. Come back. I don't know what we're doing today. Insane shit. All right, we'll be right back, everybody.
She's so cold. Cake and cookies.
Hi there. This is Katie. On this week's Cake and Cookies, we discuss smartphones, stupid computers, hillbilly Mexican accents, and my ground rules. We also introduce Cake and Cookies' new caller commentator, the CNC CC.
Yep. She took a muscle relaxer.
It's either the best of shows or the worst of shows. You decide.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Off the rails.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the worst time of the year. The Olympics are boring. The weather is disgusting. The flu is everywhere. And you can't find any good Steve Guttenberg movies to watch. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you simple-minded twit, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a solemn column into a smiling piling. Just go to MikeOmerishow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer by giving back, bonus show style. You'll get access to all our bonus show content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Let us cheer you up for a mere pittance. So please quit sucking, and we thank you. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Don't be a
thank
solemn you. Column.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so I am into it, and I don't know how much I'll watch, but I do try to get into the Olympics, but it just does get a little tiresome when they're chopping it up and you realize you're not watching things in real time.
Yeah.
Which I guess you can't because it's happening last Tuesday.
Which that's, is the sport the where they ski and they shoot? Does anybody know what that's called?
Decathlon.
Biathlon.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the pie? What's the one where they ski and they eat pie? Is it the pie-athlon?
It's the Rob-athlon.
That's it. Wouldn't that be amazing, though?
Yes.
And how about you had to have a minimum 300-pound weight?
Oh, you had great. To do that. Think of the speed on the downhill.
The you skis. Put
them, all right. You put them, here we go. You put the 300-pound men on cross-country skis, and then they use bow and arrows, but not real ones. The ones with the stickers on them. You know, like the suction cup.
Oh, suction cup.
And they have to do that, and then they have to eat an entire pie. And they have to
great.
Go from place to place to place. And it's now, we could make it, you know, we're not going to kill anybody. It could be all downhill.
Yes.
But because I wouldn't really
it would almost have to be.
I wouldn't care about like exhausting them as much as I'd be going for the big fall.
Yeah,
you know, they're like put them all together.
And I'm not gonna name names, but I do know this: when a man of a larger carriage falls, it can take an eternity.
Oh, absolutely.
And, a very, very long time.
And does he carry the utensils on the back like the rifle?
No, you don't use utensils,
no,
dummy.
No, you don't. You actually use your hands.
Yeah. Like a pie-eating contest, got like it. In Stand By
and
Me.
And maybe it could be like different pie and then like hot dog. All this, the traditional eating contest. You could have pies wings. At one station, then hot dogs. And I wouldn't want, look, I wouldn't want throwing up. But just like, how about an entire pie?
Yes. A 9-inch pie.
A 9-inch pie, and then like 4 hot dogs.
Yes.
A pizza.
Yeah.
And then an ice cream sundae sitting on like a bar stool.
I think that's an excellent.
But do you harpoon them in order to eat them?
Okay. What? The people that are participating?
No. Yes. So instead of shooting, they have a harpoon that.
This is going to go down as the druggy show of druggy shows right here.
But imagine they ski up, right?
Right.
They take the harpoon rifle out.
It's not a harpoon rifle. It's a bow and arrow with a suction cup.
I get it, but you can't suction cup a pizza.
He's turned it into a harpoon rifle.
No, you see, because Oscar, you shoot a target, then you eat.
Yeah,
I know, I get it, but a suction cup can't pull the pizza from the
Now, hold on. You could modify it where you just shoot the suction cup into the box where the pizza is, and then you drag it across the snow.
Now you're talking.
You could have the hot dogs in a box. You could have the pizza in the box. You could have the pie in the box, but you couldn't have the ice cream sundae in a box.
When you're when you're pulling the box, you have good-looking women sweeping in front of it like curling. So there's sex appeal there.
And then right before the race is over, right at the finish line, you have the porta potty station.
Yes. And it's known as the event that
never
finishes.
And there are judges that are in there to make sure that it's finished.
You know, well, that's the podium.
If you don't.
Yes.
That's the podium. The podium, they sit. They sit on the podium.
Three porta potties of different heights?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand. And the
welcome
flags.
Back to the Pycathlon. There we are. We're happy to have you back here. It's a fantastic day on the Pycathlon. Wonderful job. All right. Anyway.
We could, if we had the budget. I'm telling you guys, that would be a great video.
Yeah, we have to go to a winter place, though. We have to go to like Lake Placid or something.
We go to Whitetail.
Ski Liberty.
It's always Whitetail. That is the worst. Every radio station in, well, let me explain to people around the country.
Please.
Every radio station in Washington, D.C. did a promotion, a skiing promotion. We did it on the old Don Mike show with Whitetail Ski Resort. And the thing about Washington, D.C., let me explain how Washington
works.
We'll
provide the skis. We'll provide everything. Everything.
It's going to be a great afternoon. We're going to bus you and a friend with your free ticket up to Whitetail. You're going to get a free box lunch, and then it'll be an afternoon of quality skiing. Well, it's not quality skiing because you're
ice.
Basically being dragged up to a hill.
Yeah.
You're being dragged up to a hill. The thing about Washington, D.C., if you go, I believe, 2 hours and maybe 45 minutes, maybe 3 hours to West Virginia.
Snowshoe
is the only even remotely
true.
Legitimate ski resort that is close by.
Because of the mountainous, it's in the mountains, so it gets real snow, right?
It's a real, I never got out there because it was always too long
I've
a drive.
I've been to both.
You've
get
been
better
to
snow at Snowshoe.
Okay.
Snowshoe would be, you know, it'd be comparable to something in the mountains of Vermont.
3 or 4 hours away, yes.
But it's 3 or 4 hours away, and it's too much of a haul. So what we have around Washington, D.C., we have...
I can't wait.
Let me... Really, if you're ever planning to move to D.C., let me give you a little primer. We've got 2-3 minutes here where I can tell you exactly what to do. If you want to recreate in the nation's capital, I'm going to give you your winter time, your fall time, and your summertime options, all right?
Okay.
Winter time. What do you like to do? Well, maybe we'll go skating. Well, you can go to some indoor rinks. They've got those. If you're looking for outdoor, it's 40 degrees from November 15th all the way through March.
Right.
So you're really not going to be able to do a lot of outdoor skating. You're not going to be able to do that.
Only if two locations I know of, Mike.
Where?
Just briefly. One,
the Oscar's done all these things.
Because I'm a rube. I truly am. They have an outdoor skating rink now on top of the Watergate Hotel. A small one, because they opened up a new restaurant, shocker, on top of that hotel.
Of
the hotel.
All right,
that's
so that's
one.
Out of
come
doors,
on, let's go
doors.
Skating.
The other one,
but it's a man, but it's a man-made.
Man-made.
I mean, it's not like you're skating
man-made.
On a pond or
they've got
like
one in front of one of the monuments, the Smithsonian's, a little guy where you can skate. So
there's a little guy at Reston Town Center as well.
And then there's a little guy, and Mike, you're going to be blown away in Old Town Manassas. Right next to the
train. Oh, that one. I've seen that.
To the train tracks.
It was there when I was there. I've skated on that rink. So I've been there
before. You skated on that rink?
I skated on that
rink.
Absolutely.
Reeks
with my daughters.
Of a drug deal. Like, who skates out there?
Yeah, it's the meth pavilion, and that's where you can go over and get that.
It's a beautiful facility.
Say you want another winter sports skiing, right?
Yeah.
Well, within an hour and a half of the DC Metro, you have what are called ski resorts, but they're really not.
Don't, by law, they have to put it in quotes?
Yes. This is a ski resort, Mr. Powers. And what they are, you have White Snail and you have Massa Nothing. And the fact is that both of these places are just not all that special.
Right.
But you get the thrill of driving out there with everybody and the entire metropolitan area of skiers in D.C. all go to these places when they have, and it's terrible. Now, if
isn't
you want the
skiing
summertime,
best when it's crowded, though? Well, that's awesome. What you want.
It's lots of ice. Yeah. It's lots of ice.
Oh, yeah.
Then the summertime comes and you can go to the beach and wait 17 hours to get down to a strip of beach.
That's
and
right.
That's it.
So just briefly with the whitetail situation, Mike, when you're up there, they try to sell you a season pass.
Sure.
And when
any resort
and
does.
When you come down, well, any resort does, but if they have snow.
Right.
But if there are patches of green on your hill that you can see from the clubhouse.
Right.
That's tough to sell, right?
You're like, or better yet, when you're a man of larger carriage and you're flying down that mountain, you go, ice!
Oh, my God, ice!
Jesus! My leg. It's my femur. My femur. Compound fracture. Compound fracture. Compound fracture. But anyway, and then you get to go to the summertime and wait in traffic and go to the beach. And but don't buy the season passes to anything. We learned that even down here in Florida. Okay, thank you, Busch Gardens. Glad to put that money in your coffers.
Hey,
that's
pro
wonderful.
Tip, if you go to the beach, go 4th of July weekend.
Go absolutely. Amen. Or Memorial Day.
Also
or any of the major holidays. We'll take a break and come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We'll do just fine. A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We were talking about it earlier on the show. Listen up, because things just got a lot better for you podcast listeners. Introducing the latest TMSoft creation, Playapod. Available for Android and iOS, Playapod is the best way to listen to any podcast. We're very excited about this app. Playapod allows you to easily search and subscribe to all your favorite podcasts. Plus, it has cross-platform syncing, so you can grab any device and continue podcast playback right where you left off. Todd Moore is a podcast guy. He loves consuming them. That's how he gets his news. That's how he gets his information. That's how he gets his entertainment. He knows what he's doing. And Playapod is also the only app that displays exactly what you've listened to or skipped over, and with time-coded bookmarks, you can quickly replay your biggest laughs or your favorite moments. But the best part about Playapod, it's free!
Free!
And even more good news, TMSoft is hard at work updating all of the TMOS apps. Soon, they will have all the great Playapod features. So what are you waiting for? Just visit playapod.com or search for Playapod at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Again, that's Playapod by TMSoft. Download it for free and download it today.
News.
According to a new survey, 54% of married people say they won't be going out to celebrate tomorrow.
Huh?
I'm going out for Valentine's Day.
Oh, I'm not.
Are you going out?
Yes.
Rob, are you doing anything for Valentine's?
No, one of the greatest things about Carrie is she hates Valentine's Day. We never do anything for it, and she's okay with it.
That's one of your traditions.
Yeah,
you
it
haven't
is.
Done anything.
That's right.
That means the majority of married couples will maybe give each other a little gift, but that's about it. That being said, it looks like a lot of them could be gearing up to get it on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
According to a health clinic, the number of men who've looked into erectile dysfunction treatments.
Oh, my God.
has gone up 300% over the past few weeks.
Wow.
God.
Plan ahead.
And more than three quarters of the guys who've asked about Viagra or any other treatment specifically said it was to be ready for Valentine's Day. That to me seems a lot of, you know, the lack of spontaneity. You know, it just seems like you're trying too hard on that one day.
I don't know what happened there.
What was that? Look, everyone knows that we have to pay our taxes, all right? Valentine's Day is no different.
There we go. You don't understand.
I told you I take that pill. I slow down.
Thank you. Someone mailed a letter with a suspicious white powder in it to Donald Trump Jr.'s house, but it turned out to be a hoax. Police said the substance appeared to be cornstarch, but Trump's wife, Vanessa, and two other people were sent to a Manhattan hospital as a precaution. The letter was addressed to Donald Jr. and postmarked from Boston. Donald Jr. tweeted, "Thankful that Vanessa and my children are safe and unharmed after the incredibly scary situation that occurred this morning. Truly disgusting that certain individuals choose to express their opposing views with such disturbing behavior." His sister Ivanka said, quote, "No one deserves to be frightened this way, and I 1,000% agree with her." That is, I hope they catch the people that did that. That is just, I don't care what your politics are, nobody deserves that crap. And that's nasty. And really, I just hope they get to the bottom of this. Whenever anybody sends stuff through the mail, it's a terrifying situation.
It's terror. You know, it's pure terror. It's not fair.
It's not cool. Some weird guy showed up at William Shatner's house and tried to get a peek inside.
Was it William Shatner?
It was not William Shatner.
Oh, okay.
Here's what the guy did. He climbed a tree in his yard.
Shatner
when a neighbor,
tree.
The Shatner tree. Yeah. Mr. Tambourine Man. When a neighbor asked the guy what he was doing, he said, "I work with children." Oh, that's comforting.
Oh, dear.
Then he started singing, and he ran away. This is the same man who was spotted on Shatner's property a few weeks ago. That's, it. Once again, scary. Cops are still looking for him. Surveillance cameras at Joe Jonas's house in the San Fernando Valley got footage of a prowler last Thursday night. The guy was messing with cameras when he set off a burglar alarm, and he took off. They never catch these guys.
No, it might be, you know, it might be Henry Winkler, because he's working with Shatner on that new show.
And police showed up at Cher's place in Malibu after the panic alarm went off. Five deputies responded to the alarm, but it turned out someone set it off by accident. So
I got powder in my mail.
Whatever, not the men would come around and shut my alarm system down. U.S. snowboarder Chloe Kim crushed everyone. We mentioned that before in the women's half pipe to win gold last night. Her first run earned her 93.75, and no one came close to beating it. But even though she'd already won gold, this was the best part. This is where she's a true spectacular athlete. She still did her victory run, even though she'd clinched the gold medal, and she got a 98.25 because she killed it.
She could have punted. She didn't punt.
Right.
She totally could have punted. I mean, that is what Americans love, and she did it. Fellow American Ariel Gold ended up winning the bronze, and she was thrilled to death as well. Sean White kicked off his fourth Olympics in the men's halfpipe qualifying round last night and made it into the finals with the top qualifying score on both runs.
I made the finals.
Yeah, sure. He qualified with a 93.25, then blew everyone away with a 98.5 on his second run. Mm-hmm. The men's halfpipe finals are live in prime time tonight. I will be watching those. Those are a lot of fun.
Did you see what Sean White said after he'd made his run? He said, I brung ye some dynamite.
Couldn't be more thrilled. Why have we made him an old man? I don't know. According to a new survey, 9% of Americans don't like any type of Girl Scout cookie. That's almost 10% of Americans.
What?
For the rest of us, here are the five most popular types. Thin Mints.
Bang.
27% said, what's that? Were you?
I said, dang, that's calm down. So true.
All right. Okay. 27% said it's their favorite Girl Scout cookie, and they're number one across pretty much all age groups and demographics. Men, women, young people, and seniors, even Democrats and Republicans agree they're the best. Number two, Samoas. Or Caramel Delights. Didn't they change the Samoas because it was
I think it's a Mississippi River thing. I think the West gets Caramel Delights and the East still gets Samoas. I think.
All right. 19% like those. They're called different things in different parts of the country, like Rob said. Number three, Tagalongs or peanut butter patties, 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, trefoil.
Trefoils.
What is it? What are trefoil?
The shortbread cookie.
Oh, okay. 10% of people.
You're in my wheelhouse. Shut up, Oscar. If he wants to do a thing on painkillers, we'll let you talk, all right?
Number five, Do-si-dos. Those are peanut butter sandwich cookies?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why do they all have two names? What are the people too stupid to like say peanut butter sandwich cookies and the rest of it? Why are they called Do-si-dos?
I like the people that would call it, I would like to have a peanut butter sandwich cookie, please.
Okay. So they're do they call them Do-si-dos?
Yes, they do. That's all I know them as.
9%. Only 4% said another type of Girl Scout cookie is their favorite, or Girl Scout cookie, not Girl Scout cookie.
Well, that's in New York.
And 5% said they'd never tried Girl Scout cookies before. Show me that person.
Cheap bastards.
That's ridiculous.
How do you say no to the little kids in front of a giant?
Yeah. It might be. You know what? We might be assuming that everybody gets to try them, and perhaps people are just deprived. Okay, let's not be harsh.
It's $5 a box, you bastards.
I understand. Go to the grocery store. A guy, and now a little something something. A guy named Siosifa Lolahea broke into a police department in Orem, Utah early Saturday morning by throwing two empty vodka bottles through a glass door. Siosifa got inside, sat down on the floor, and started meditating until they showed up in the lobby to arrest him. The building was locked up for the night, but apparently several cops were still doing their paperwork. Siosifa admitted that he drank both bottles of vodka before chucking them through the glass door and said he was there looking for Jesus. His pupils were dilated, and he wouldn't stop sweating, so they think he was on drugs.
Yeah.
According to police, he got pretty upset with them for interrupting his meditation session. And did I mention he could have just used the doorbell? Yes, they had a doorbell outside the police station.
How quaint!
All I can say is, jumpin' Siosifa. That's a lot of vodka. I'm sorry, that's all I had to apologize. But his name was, isn't that what they say? Jumpin' Jehoshaphat. Siosifa. Yeah, so
peanut butter patty cookie.
Yes, thank you. Peanut butter patty. Yeah, do-si-do. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here he is, everybody.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
Can I please just a quick sidebar? Quick sidebar.
Oh, this will be good.
Always a good time of the show to do that.
So, Todd, before our last Tech 411, which is out now, says, do you mind recording a quick pre-roll and post-roll for Playapod, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I, because I am not a voiceover actor, I said, send me the script on the phone. I just rattle it off, right? No big deal. A lot of like mispronunciations. It's just horrible.
Yes.
So he takes it. Right? That's it. So I'm like, okay, no, fine. Do your thing, man. We're good. And then I get a call from E-Rock in New York and says, hey, man, I just got an email from Playapod that says if you put this in front of your show, we'll consider featuring you. And he goes, I what? And he plays me the horrible copy I read.
So this is for Sirius?
No, this is just for podcasts around the country. I thought we were just doing this for Tech 411.
Oh, so it's going to other podcasts as well?
So Todd took what I just like do-si-do'd my way through and sent it to the world. And
well, you know what we say about Todd Moore?
What?
He's thrifty.
But then I called Todd. I said, Todd.
Parsimonious.
I didn't pronounce like half the words right. Why would you do this to me? He goes, oh, can you recut it? I'm like, it's too late. It's out there in the world.
It's out there. There's no bringing it back.
He's not bringing it back.
Well, if you ever need any help, I'm here. I'm here to help. That's what I can
hello.
Do.
Hello.
That's right.
I said, talk to Mike, not
hello.
Me.
Hello.
Then I got my little red box here so I can do it for you. Yeah. There you go. Did it this morning. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
I have one complaint about my iMac computer. You know, I'm an Apple guy through and through, but it doesn't have enough USB ports. Problem solved. I went to Amazon, the Anchor 7 port USB 3.0 data hub for under $31. You can add 7 ports to your computer. They're powered. They do the 3.0 plug-in. It's fantastic. It saved my life.
Perfect.
Thanks to everybody for inquiring about how you do this with the show. And Amazon really does have everything. You can find that USB port unit at MikeOmeraShow.com and just click on the Amazon link. It's
boom,
that
bam.
Easy. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, Feb 13,
The day before Valentine's Day, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, dare! Or should I say, goodbye, dare. Yesterday, Marty Allen, most people probably thought he was already dead. Marty Allen, the man with the big crazy black hair that would say, hello there, passed away at age 95.
He kind of sounded like Maury Amsterdam.
Very close to Maury Amsterdam, but the historical sidebar that will always make him relevant is that his comedy team, Allen and Rossi, they played Vegas for many years, but they did two of the four Ed Sullivan shows with the Beatles. So he was always sort of locked in with the fact that he was on some of the most watched television of all time. Here is a brief sample of Allen and Rossi doing their boxing routine.
What about the boxing? Have you ever done any boxing? Now, what's the first thing you do when you get into the ring?
Try to get out.
You know something? I don't notice any marks on your face.
I had my nose fixed.
Did they straighten it?
They put it between my eyes.
Well, what do you do after each fight?
I bleed.
Listen, are you going to fight Sonny Liston?
Yeah, I got a minute.
So it's amazing that he lived and was performing up until just a few months ago. And I've heard him do interviews within the year. He was still with it and able to entertain, but pneumonia is what killed him. So safe home, Marty Allen.
Tough year in the, in North America right now.
Yeah.
You know, be careful, everybody. Wash your hands.
Everybody. You know what? This is good because he's on a painkiller. This is a great day for the Oscar Santana Challenge. Okay. I like when he translates Spanish for
Please.
Me. What is Will Smith saying here? Here is the great Will Smith speaking Spanish.
Mucha gente en los comentarios se burlaban de mí porque no conocía las palabras de la bamba. Yo.
Most people on social media are making fun of me because I didn't know the words for la bamba.
He's actually right. So let's hear it again, and then we can hear Will Smith singing La Bamba.
Mucha gente en los comentarios se burlaban de mí porque no conocía las palabras de La Bamba. Yo no soy marinero. Yo no soy marinero. Soy capitán. Soy capitán. Soy capitán. Ba, ba, bamba. Ba, ba, bamba. Ba, ba, bamba.
I'm not a big fan of the way he has paraded his kids out and turned them into stars because he can do it, but it's hard not to like that guy. I think he's got a pretty amazing
sense of humor. What's he doing that for? What's that for?
It was on Instagram, I believe. It was just
just doing it
just goofing off.
Okay, very good.
Mike, let's talk about Valentine's Day. Here's what Luke Bryan. Do you know country singer Luke Bryan?
No, are you doing a Luke Bryan impression?
Let's talk about Luke Bryan on Valentine's Day.
Can I interrupt for one second?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Please.
I'm sorry. This is a total sidebar.
That's okay, Mike.
I posted last night on Facebook. If I'm selling anything on TV and money is no object, I'm calling Shaquille O'Neal.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the carnival? Have you seen the carnival cruise commercial for Shaquille O'Neal? The greatest commercial
out
there right
pain,
now.
It's carnival cruises. It's anything.
It's a shame I miss.
That's why they call it Radio Shack.
I love that, man. I do. All right, go ahead.
All right, let's get back to Luke Bryan. He's a country singer. He's talking about Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is, it's kind of me and Caroline's day just to go and just enjoy being with one another for a full day.
I have a really big, shiny black hat made of licorice.
We're going to be with each other for a full day.
Yes, sir.
My name is Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Falls on the 14th this year.
Rob likes to make fun of the country artist.
No, I like to celebrate the country artist.
But you also sound like Ben the janitor.
And Kermit the Frog.
And Luke Bryan.
I resent that, Pony. I do Kermit the Frog.
Ooh.
It's not easy being green.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a cold.
Dateline,
the same way.
Oregon, Mike. Her name is Abby Beckley. And she spent a summer on a cattle farm.
Okay.
And she made history. Because... Wow. Up until now, only cows have ever gotten what are known as eye worms. The flies that circle a cow's eyes will sometimes pick up the slime, and apparently they got into Abby Beckley's eyes.
Imagine having this translucent worm, 14 of them in fact, in your eye. That's what happened to a 26-year-old Oregon woman, the first known person worldwide to become infected with a parasitic worm species previously seen only in cattle. The finding was first published Monday. The parasitic worms, known as the Thalassia glossa species, are less than half an inch long each and until now have spread solely among cattle by flies that feed on eyeball lubrication.
Oh, God.
You know what? We've done how many podcasts? Nearly 2,000 of the regular show, and I don't think we've ever used the phrase eyeball lubrication.
On eyeball lubrication. Is that nasty what?
This is what her doctor had to say about it.
Valentine's Day is... It's kind of me and Caroline's day just to...
That's not funny. Be careful what you buy on Twitter. Because a guy thought he got a real good deal on Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets. But instead, when the PayPal deal went through, it was a band called the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Oh, that's nasty.
It's a true story. This is out of England. It's a bagpipe cover band. Here they are doing... Is the band called Avicii? Is the guy called Avicii? Yes. He does a song called Wake Me Up. They're not bad for bagpipe cover artists.
Valentine's Day is... it's kind of me and Caroline's day just to go and... just
I like the
enjoy
band.
Being with one another for a full day.
Turn the Luke Bryant down, for God's sake. Pretty good.
Yeah, but it ain't the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, I'd be pissed.
Yeah. So be careful. Read the fine print. And let's talk about The Bachelor quickly.
Please.
One of the things about The Bachelor that is so great is that all along, ABC has let Jimmy Kimmel make fun of The Bachelor as a way of promoting it. Because he really doesn't give it a lot of respect, but he does talk about it a lot. Last night, let's close with this. He focused on... The Bachelor this year is called Ari, and he focused on Ari's bewitching laughter.
You know, there's so much to love about Ari, but as he demonstrated in Tuscany tonight, his laugh is not one of them. He might be a Westworld robot. That's either that or the mushrooms are kicking in. I don't know.
Yeah, the mushrooms are kicking in. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Good one today. We really appreciate that. Keep them coming, folks. We'll do it again next Tuesday. Don't forget, tomorrow's Wide Open Wednesday. We'll be taking your phone calls starting anywhere between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. or maybe 8:30, or it doesn't matter. We'll let you know. We'll be sure to send out a push notification so you know that that's coming. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks again for listening. What's happening with the music?
What
turn that
doing?
Back down. I don't know. I'm just having fun. I don't know what's happening right now. Thanks again for joining us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you had a fantastic time. Hope Oscar gets better with his back and doesn't take the muscle relaxants. That'll be a lot of fun. Hope Rob gets his Girl Scout cookies. Everything should be fine. Thanks, Maddie, the intern, for coming in. With Tony Boy, we appreciate that, too. Maybe Adrian Garcia will be on campus tomorrow. That should be fun, too. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.